We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, on the Falcons Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships. 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. And by The Hubbard Company. 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Welcome back to another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show from Frickers on the Falcons Sports Radio Network. Talking BGSU football as the Falcons head back on the road this week. They'll head up to Kalamazoo to take on the Western Michigan Broncos at noon before coming back for the final Saturday game of the year on November 2nd. Here to talk about all of that with us is head coach Scott Leffler joining us at Frickers. Coach, thanks for coming out. Good to see you.
It's great to be back.
Falcons coming off a great win over Toledo last week, had to bring in Central Michigan. And one thing that you always say is that, you know, last game doesn't matter when you get to the next game. And Central didn't care about you beating Toledo, and they came in here and took care of their business. I guess we would start with, do you feel that this was more of an effort, focus, intensity kind of game? That's why you lost, or was it more than that?
Well, I think, just like I said at the end of the game, it was probably the first time that I was majorly disappointed in this loss. We came out the week prior, and we had the exact intensity, the exact focus, the competitiveness, the energy, the sideline energy that you would that you need to win. And we got to taste it. We got to smell what it smelled like. And we didn't do that. We talked about it. We didn't use any actions whatsoever. I think the kids' intent were right, but we just didn't match the intensity and the expectations and the competitiveness that it takes to win a college football game. And that's exactly what happened. We got beat up front and on both sides of the ball. And anytime that you're beat up in the front seven, it's going to be a tough day. But there was some positive in the game. I really thought that Jordan Anderson and Hudson played excellent in the back end. I think they're really coming along. But the overall intensity, competitiveness, emotion that it takes to win a college football game, I was disappointed because I thought we took a step back.
Now, I guess you would say, in fairness, you're playing a lot of guys that are pretty young. You're playing a lot of guys that hadn't had to deal with that level of success and adulation. And I'm sure they got a lot of pats on the back on campus all week long. And that's a different thing to have to handle. So I guess now maybe you can hope that they've chalked that up. So next time you get a nice win, you'll be able to keep that up there, right?
I do. Just like I said, the most positive thing that came about the Toledo game was how you do it, how you conduct your business, the mentality. And I said it after the game, that same mentality, that same competitiveness, urgency, what have not, is really need to carry over to our football team during the week. And that's how you improve. That's how you get rid of the point of attack issues. That's how you get you improve on making the explosion plays. But you got to do it during the week. And the only way that you can do it during the week is that full speed, 100% game-like rep. And that's the biggest challenge with our football team right now. And I've been a part of some rebuilds before. And this hurdle that we're trying to jump over right now is not an easy one. And as soon as you can get over this hurdle, our football team will make great strides and improvements fast. But this hurdle is normally the toughest one to get over.
You know, you've talked about point of attack mistakes or missed assignments, this kind of thing, a lot. Maybe a little more specificity on what, when you're talking about point of attack, is that more of a missed block or just a mistake made? Can it be the lineman and the running back and the quarterback? Kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, a point of attack issue is not a missed assignment. It's when, let's say, the guard and center are supposed to combo block up from the nose guard to the mic. They do a great job with the combo block up to the mic, and the center is supposed to overtake the mic and misses the mic. So it's kind of like a missed tackle for the offense. Whenever you're missing a block, what have not, you're doing your job, you're going to the right place, but you're not blocking the defender. It's basically a point of attack issue. It's very similar on defense to a missed tackle. And if you really evaluate our tape, we had too many point of attack issues on offense, too many missed tackles on defense, and we weren't able to stay on the field on third down because of our lack of production on first and second down.
Falcons fell to Central Michigan 38-20 this past Saturday. 1 of 11 on third downs, you just alluded to that, and just 2 of 5 on fourth downs. So that meant you were giving the ball back to CMU too much. But, you know, a lot of times on third down, we think about converting that play, but your average length to go for those third downs was 8 yards. Even really good teams don't want 8 yards to go. You want that more like 4 or 5 on average, right?
Yeah, anytime that you're in a 3rd and 1-2, we led the country last year at Boston College, and that was at 76%. So you got a 76% chance of converting a 3rd and 1-2. Whenever you move to the 3rd and 3-6, right there, normally the national average is 55 to 58%. Whenever you hit 3rd and 7-10, you can move all the way down to 24%. 3rd and 11+, you're looking at 15%. And what happened was we had a lot of plays. We had 74 plays. But if we can convert on third down, that means you're into the 90s, and then you're really, really putting that opponent on their heels because they're not able to get on the field. So the third down battle was a direct reflection of what was occurring on first and second down.
And you talked about CMU, you thought, won the game up front on both sides of the ball. I think we knew their defensive front was really good. It was last year. It brought a lot of those guys back. I was just very impressed with their offensive line, especially a week after your defense performed so well against Toledo. That CMU offensive line deserves a little tip of the cap, I think.
They do. They were big and physical and tough. Their size was the most impressive thing, and they played together really well, and they're tough. We didn't play well up front. We didn't play well at the linebacker position. And against a big physical unit like them, you better bring your work hat and you better strap it up and get ready to go every single play because they were talented.
Coach, let's evaluate Grant Loy after the great performance against Toledo. Obviously, CMU probably had some things in mind that Toledo maybe did not after seeing him for a full game. Was there anything substantively different strategy-wise or read-wise that he had to maneuver around that, you know, now people have seen him more, that they're making adjustments? Talk about how that played out.
No, to be honest, we expected two or three major things that take away this form of how he plays, and we didn't see any of it. They played their base, and the disappointing thing in this football game, and Grant's a great kid, and he's going to keep getting better and better and better, is that the opportunities in this game far outweighed the Toledo game. We just didn't make enough plays, and we had a bunch of plays that were out there to be made. So we got to do a better job of coaching him to make those plays, and obviously we got to make them. Grant's just going to keep getting better and better. Out of the two times that he's played this year, or three times that he's played, it was a major factor in the game. This wasn't his best game, and he'll bounce back from it. He'll improve. But the fact of the matter is that we missed way too many opportunities, and huge opportunities in all action, score play opportunities. And we watched him on tape. We evaluated him. He'll improve. He's a great character guy. It's really important to him, so he'll get better this week.
Davon Jones went out early in the game with an ankle problem, and this is an ongoing issue that you've talked about with the lack of depth at running back. Bryson Denley saw a lot of action, but last couple of weeks we've seen more of R.B. Marlowe, too, on the jet sweep, that you call it, coming in motion and getting what's literally a handoff, sometimes maybe scored a pass, but that's a sort of a new element to the run game that's coming along here.
Yeah, well, we have, just like I said, the schematic-wise is that we anticipated getting on three things that normally give this form of run game difficulty, and we didn't get them. But the one thing that we said is that, what if Davon Jones gets hurt? We're down now to one scholarship running back. So we had to have a contingency plan with placing RB in actually positions that we would normally have our tailback in. And I'm glad that our staff and myself, we recognized that could be a problem. We've all been on our hands and knees praying that we wouldn't lose a back. And, you know, we got Davon down, and that was a scary situation. And we really had to adapt and adjust on the fly, which we did, and we had a contingency plan for it.
Falcons will be in Kalamazoo on Saturday to take on the Western Michigan Broncos. We'll talk about that and more of BGFU football with Coach Scott Leffler when we return to Frickers. It's the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Best pizza? New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
A nice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network talking BGSU football. Falcons are back on the road in Mid-American Conference play Saturday as they head up to Kalamazoo to take on the Western Michigan Broncos. And that'll be a noon kickoff. And we'll be on the air with the Medical Mutual pregame show at 11 a.m. Coach Scott Leffler with me here at Frickers. And, Coach, before we move on to talk exclusively about your next opponent, looking back a little bit more at the Central Michigan game, you touched on the play of a couple of your young defensive backs, Juwan Hudson, the cornerback, Jordan Anderson at safety, who came up with his first career interception in that game. And it's really fun to watch those guys once they start to turn the corner a little bit, because when you watch them early, especially Juwan being on the corner, we see him just get taken to school. And it's tough to watch sometimes, but is this kind of what you expected maybe halfway through a season, guys playing like that? They just start to kind of see things better, right?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. I think Hudson is making big strides. Just like I said, he's the one that everyone sees because you're out there by yourself. And but he's doing a good job. He's getting better every single day. He's a guy just like a lot of the freshmen. They're not supposed to be playing right now. They're supposed to be getting big in the weight room and being on the scout team, but he's taking this role. He's doing a great job. He's a much improved player from in comparison to week one. He's going to have a great future here. And then I'm just telling you, this Jordan Anderson, he might have been the best player on our side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball on Saturday. He played a great football game for a young kid.
Now, I got to imagine that Jordan was showing you something in practice, too, that sort of gave you the confidence. And then when Jerry McBride got injured, it may have forced your hand a little bit. But this was something coming in practice, too, from Jordan?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's one of those mature kids that gets it. He's 1,000 miles an hour all the time. He's great in the meetings. He's very mature. He's way beyond his youth right now. And there's another safety that that's a little bit mentally behind, but we think is going to be a great player. We're trying to get him ready to get him some snaps in the latter half, the last four games. The Kanata Gaskins kid is lights out ability. He just needs to learn and get caught up to where Jordan is mentally. So we think we've got two really good young safeties in the program, which is great. Just like I said, Jordan's just ahead more mentally than Kanata right now. Kanata had to miss part of his training camp. His grandmother, who was basically raised him, passed during training camp. So he missed some time, so it's not his fault. We're trying to get him caught up to speed, but I think once we do, he's physically really good.
Also at the other corner, Caleb Biggers is a year older than Juwan, but we've seen him be a little more solid from the start this year. I'm sure he'd like to have back, but he got a touchdown on Saturday. As your defense kind of hold it out of the fire there, you're about to give up a touchdown, and you get a fumble return 100 yards for a score. So while certainly the defense feels like they should have played better, that showed you a little something, willingness to stick it out till the very end and make a play that literally was inches from being six for them, turns out to be six for you.
Yeah, the whole thing is it doesn't matter if it's 90 yards they got to go or 1 foot. You know, you got to play hard, you got to run to the ball and hit the ball carrier, and once everyone rallies to the football, good things happen, and that's what happened. We made a great hit. Caleb ran to the football, was able to scoop and score, which was great for Caleb and our team.
Well, let's turn our attention to your next opponent, the Western Michigan Broncos, a team that's coming off a disappointing loss to one of their rivals, Eastern Michigan, on Saturday in Ypsilanti, 34-27. They also lost to Toledo earlier in the year. But I think a lot of folks coming into the year would say this is one of the more talented teams in the Mid-American Conference. Just give us an overview of what kind of program and what kind of talent level you're going to see on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They could be arguably 1-2, Toledo and Western, just what I've seen on tape. I think Western Michigan's offensive line is probably the best in the conference, without a doubt. They got a veteran quarterback. They've got two or three skilled wide receivers. They got a back that is fast as lightning. And then on defense, they're a bunch of tough guys, a bunch of tough guys that can run. There's some experience on the defensive line and in the linebacking core. So overall, and they are great on special teams. They are absolutely spectacular on teams. So this is one of the better teams, if not one or two, arguably, however you want to do it, in our conference. They've recruited well. They're extremely well coached. They got a good staff, and Tim has done a great job over these last 3 years.
Well, let's talk about their offense before we talk about specific individuals. What's their style of offense? Is it more of the spread hurry up, or they have some pro concepts or some kind of combination thereof? What should we see?
Just like I said, I have no idea what spread offense and pro style is anymore. They're a three wide organization, and they also like to play 12 personnel, which is two wide receivers, two tight ends, and a running back. That's their two bread and butter personnel groupings. They're a run organization. They want to run the football. They want to establish the run, but they're very, very effective in the pass game. They'll throw some RPOs, but they've got great route concepts. But they're more out of a one back set, out of a 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, a tight end and a tailback, and 12 personnel, which is two tight ends, two wide receivers, and a tailback.
Now, the running back you were referring to, Levante Bellamy, is averaging over 110 yards a game. He's a veteran that's been around. This is a guy that's a home run hitter. You don't want to let him get loose, right?
You can't. He might be the fastest kid in our league. He is a jet, and just like I said, we got to do a great job of corralling the ball and gang tackling him. And just like I said, like you said, if he gets a crease and a seam, he's going to go to the house.
Also, John Wasink, a veteran quarterback for Western Michigan, now a senior, and you talked about some of the RPOs and this sort of thing. I'm imagining that he's quite skilled at making and picking the right option in that RPO, right?
Yeah, he's a veteran quarterback. That's what you want in this league. You want a guy that's been in the fire, And that's what he is. He's very efficient at what he does. He takes care of the football. He runs the show. He's impressive on tape. He's doing a great job leading that offense.
And you already sort of touched on their offensive line and how good you think they are. When you talk about your defensive line, played so well against Toledo, and then this past week it wasn't up to that standard. What do they need to do to get back to more like the Toledo game this week against Western?
Yeah, they got to be able to defend the block. And, you know, there was times when Nico was double-teamed. They watched the Toledo tape. They made sure they were going to take care of Nico. But you got to win your battles up front by being able to shed the defender and stay in your gap, maintain gap integrity. And to be quite honest with you, what we need to do to help those guys is we need to recruit the depth. I mean, Nico's playing almost every single snap. David Konowalski's playing every single snap. And we just don't have the depth to rotate those guys in and out. But, you know, that's why I have such great respect for those two in particular. You shouldn't have to play every single snap. And that's what they're having to do right now just because of our depth issues.
And depth issues also can affect you in practice. You referred earlier about wanting to get better by doing full speed reps in practice, and that's hard to do if you don't have that kind of depth. But I got to think in practice you're leaning on some of these younger guys that maybe we're not seeing to take some reps, but maybe some of those guys will be able to play late in the season because four games you can still redshirt them. That might be something we'll see later.
That's what will happen later is we'll play as many of the freshmen that we can. There's a gentleman named Blaine Spires that is going to be lights out defensive end. He's academically ineligible right now, but he will be back with us in January. But he's going to be a spectacular player, and he would be the one that would be rotating in with David right now. So there was a clearinghouse issue. He's a smart kid. It's just one of those things that happened with the NCAA, but he's a great kid. He's doing really well, but not having him right now is really hurting David to be able to spell David a little bit.
Well, let's talk about Western Michigan defensively. The first thing that jumps out at you is they lead the Mid-American Conference in sacks with almost 3.5 per game. And the other thing is, if you look at the numbers, 13 different players with at least a sack. Everybody on their front has at least 2.5 sacks. So it's not like, you know, you find Lawrence Taylor or you find Mack and block him. They seem to spread it around here. Sounds like a problem.
They're a problem. And just like I said, they've got depth. They're wired right now. You know, they've done a great job recruiting over these last 3 years. They're loaded with talent. They've got depth. They rotate guys in and out. It's not surprising that you hear the numbers of how many guys actually have a sack because they rotate constantly. And, you know, whenever you've got depth and you've got talent the way they do, that's the way to do it. Rotate them in, keep them fresh, let them play 1,000 miles an hour, and that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I think one of the other things that sounded like after the game Saturday that you were most disappointed in, your team had a ton of penalties. You had 12 penalties on Saturday, and that's one thing that hasn't been really as bad as you might think when you were in that skid there. You weren't turning the ball over, and there weren't a ton of penalties, but the other day it really got you. Was that more concentration than anything?
Well, we had 5 pre-snap penalties, and I think we've had a total of 5 all year long. And that's a concentration deal, and you're exactly right. The thing that I've been proud of is that, you know, we've lost games, we've done this, we've done that, but at least we're trying to get to the formula how you win. You don't turn the ball over. You don't have penalties. There's not self-inflicted wounds. And that was probably the frustration and disappointment besides the energy loss, the competitiveness. The thing that really disappointed you is we did not follow the plan to win whatsoever. Plan to win is always take care of the football and never put yourself in bad situations through pre-snap penalties.
Coach, one more thing about Saturday when Davon Jones went out. We did see the debut of Trayvon Raymore, a freshman out of Norwalk, Ohio, just down the road here. A great truckers program there. And his first carry, he ran headlong into one of those defensive linemen for Central and about knocked him into next week. This kid looks like he can be physical. That's going to be fun.
He's a guy that we were super happy to to get him as a walk-on. He'll be one of those guys that'll earn a scholarship. That's just who he is. He's at that type of talent level. Really like him. Yes, on the first play, we ran one of our bread and butter plays that we didn't block correctly, and there was a free hat in the hole, and welcome to college football.
That was a heck of a collision, and the young kid from Norwalk won that collision, although three other guys were there to tackle him, unfortunately, but maybe a preview of his toughness, and that was good to see him win that battle, his first collegiate carry. Coach, as always, we appreciate you coming here to Frickers, and hopefully we'll get back on track Saturday up at Kalamazoo.
Really appreciate it, as usual. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks
BGSU
for having me.
BGSU head coach Scott Leffler. We will continue to talk football after a break on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green, or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit biotestplasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. The Falcons Nest Coaches Show continues. BGSU football looking to bounce back from Saturday's setback against Central Michigan. We'll hit the road to Kalamazoo to take on the Western Michigan Broncos Saturday at noon. That means we're on the air at 11 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. We continue to talk BGSU football as receivers coach Eric Campbell stops by here at Frickers. Coach, thanks for coming out.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, your maiden voyage here at Frickers, so as an introduction of sorts, sort of go back through your background and how you ended up in coaching and that sort of thing. I guess it all starts with where you played. You played at Michigan, so that's where it kind of starts, right?
Played at Michigan under Bo Schembechler, the legend, and got my start there. I started as a student assistant after I got done playing, after I tried out with Green Bay and got done with that. Came back as student assistant, and then I started coaching my first job at Naval Academy. And from there, I went to another. My first MAC job was Ball State for a couple of years. Coached Ball State, wound up winning the championship there and played the Vegas Bowl. And from there, went on to Syracuse. And then my biggest state was I went to Michigan after Syracuse for 13 years. So I had a great experience there at Michigan, a lot of titles and national championships there. And from there, I went on to Iowa. From there, to Montreal.
Oh, CFL.
Canadian League. And coached 2 years up there. From that, came back with Harbaugh. First time I never coached. First year I didn't coach. Came back with Harbaugh his first year at Michigan as a recruiting coordinator and director of operations. So I helped him get his program started at Michigan. And then I came, went to Delaware for a couple of years, and I'm now here at Bowling Green. So. Well, I've been around a little bit.
Like many assistant coaches, that suitcase got a lot of stickers on it.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of stickers. Now, somewhat similar, although Coach Loeffler was really coaching while he was still an active player. But
correct.
When you were at Michigan, you went right into the coaching then? Was that?
Well, after I graduated, I started like a student assistant there for him.
Did you kind of know you wanted to get into coaching while you were still playing?
No, it was a Bo Schembechler idea. So, and you don't turn Bo down. He said something, you do it. So he said I was a coach, so I did it.
That's a good background, obviously, and you're here now with BGSU. And let's talk about this system that you're coaching now as far as the receiver positions. You know, I think a lot of times we don't take into account there are some subtle differences, some major differences from each one, the X, the Y, the Z, whatever you may call
them. Yeah, a lot
of
different, yes.
Yeah, let's start with the X receiver and what that entails.
The X receiver right now, on how we have set up right now, he's our bigger type of receiver. Does a lot of things on perimeter blocking, things like that. Versus the Z receiver, if you look at the Z receiver, it's probably our smaller guy, faster guy that does a lot of motioning for us right now. We do a lot of different things with him, put him in the slot, move him around a lot more than we do the X receiver. So.
Thus, when I look at the position, it says X, you see guys like Julian Ortega-Jones at 208, yes. Noah Massey at 220, Rodell Rockmon's a big kid, yeah. And at the Z, we see R.B. Marlowe, Jake Rogers, buck 75.
Exactly,
so.
A little more speed at the Z position, so. That's why it's a fun position to play because you really have to do a lot of thinking because you're always moving across the field in a lot of different formations.
Now, as you guys came in as a first-year staff, I guess some of the first order of business then for you is to figure out, I mean, the size is part of it, but their skill set has to match too. So you had to kind of figure out where each guy should fit, right?
Exactly. The biggest thing, find out who can play, who can run, and who can catch, first of all. And then once we found out those guys that could play, we put them in the right position for that to suit their bodies.
And talk to me about some of the things that you do to develop receiver skills. What are some of your favorite drills, I guess? Not the day-to-day. I mean, the stuff when you're in camp.
The biggest thing is catching the football, being really working on catching football, hand-eye coordination, working on things like that all the time, with the quarterbacks, catching the football. Then also on your feet, getting in and out of cuts, very important. So we do a lot of footwork drill, a lot of cone drills to work on that feet quickness and things like that, because all the things are coming into play.
Yeah, I guess that's you bring that up, we always think about receivers in their hands, yeah. but we don't think about the footwork, not just staying in bounds, but running precise routes. Right. And I guess if you had to give us a little bit of a ranking, who's your best route runner right now?
Right now, still to be determined. still working on that. Still is a work in process. But, you know, Tega Jones right now runs pretty good routes for us, and he's done a good job for us so far this season. You know, but Bigsby, I'm proud of right now. Those guys are starting to block well. They really have improved in that area of blocking, being more physical out in the perimeter. Like I said, last week we really did a great job. You saw that, the big runs we had, big plays. When he started doing that as a receiver, you start blocking, the pass game opens up for you, and you're able to make big plays.
It's interesting because Coach focused on that a lot after the Toledo win, and as we're talking here about what you're doing with receivers, working on the hands and the feet, but I don't know. How much time can you have on blocking? Is it more about attitude as a receiver, or do you get
It's about
drills?
Everything. Attitude, drills, and all that in my meetings. We get, you know, it's a mindset. We make sure I have the mindset that we're going to be able to do that. And it took the process, but they said it finally turned the corner right now, and we got to continue that this coming week.
Yeah, and really a lot of those guys, too, I got to think that, especially with a new staff and a new system, that maybe they're a bit overwhelmed in the beginning, so they're working on – they want to impress Coach with the footwork and catching the ball, and maybe the blocking just took a while to convince them.
Well, let's be honest with you. There's no receiver in America that likes to block. Yeah, they are somewhat prima donnas. They want to catch the ball and score touchdowns. But like I said, in our system and how we our coaching philosophy, you know, you got to earn it, earn the catches. And if you block well and play hard, the catches will come.
BGSU football will be at Western Michigan coming up on Saturday. We're talking with wide receivers coach Eric Campbell. And as you look at this group of receivers you have to work with, how many guys are you working with on a daily basis in the receiver group?
Oh, we travel 6 receivers right now. So those guys are really working. I think I have a total of 11 receivers right now. We work with all of them, but like by 6 travel right now.
And when you look at traveling only 6 out of 11, that means 5 guys are just playing scout team and this kind of thing. But
they get reps right now. You know, they mix men and out, but I'm saying, but most time they're on scout team. But they will sometimes get practice reps.
And scout team guys, I guess, sometimes can lose their motivation, too, because they're not seeing action on Saturdays necessarily. Is that part of the hardest part of coaching, is to keep those guys as interested as the others?
They stay motivated because they're trying to get developed. And each practice is a game. They're playing against one of the top defenses in the MAC conference every day. So you get better doing that, game day would be easy for them. So a lot of those guys are freshmen right now who's trying to develop and learn the system and find out what Division I football is all about.
BGSU set to take on Western Michigan. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Eric Campbell after we take a break. We're here at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs. With variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at PerrysburgAutoMall.com.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will look to get back in the win column Saturday as they visit Western Michigan. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show, and then the Broncos and Falcons kick off at noon. We're talking with the receivers coach Eric Campbell now on the program. And coach, let's sort of break down and talk about some of your individual guys that you coach at the X or the Z positions. Okay. Let's start with the bigger guys, the X position. Julian Ortega-Jones is the guy that's started to come to the forefront a little more the last few weeks. Big body kid, as you referred to, that you need at that position, 6'2", about 205 or 210. Give us your breakdown on Julian's skills and what kind of ceiling he might have as a player.
Well, I'm excited about him. He's a redshirt freshman, so this is his first time playing. So every game is brand new to him, so everything he sees – every rep right now in the game is new, so he's only getting to get better. He's the guy's trying to get better every game, working harder. I'm very excited about him, and like I said, his, you know, what could be next coming down the pipe for him. His future is bright.
Also at the X position, we saw Tyrone Broden for the first time this past week.
First time he had to get in. Ortega got a little banged up. We had to pray Broden this time. And as a freshman, you know, I told him to get ready all season long. You never know that day's going to come. And it came on Saturday where he had to step in. And his first play, I'll never forget, his first play was a block to the boundary. And he got it done. So I was very excited about it because he's not a big guy, a big physical guy yet. He's still a freshman and light, you know, a little light and weight-wise, but did a good job for us. He came in and contribute, and, you know, hopefully he keeps getting better every week.
Well, it's good to hear that from you because I think most people would remember the other first that he had, the first ball that was thrown to him.
Yeah, I know, the first ball, like I said, we all remember our first game, and right. know, our first plays out there is always not a perfect play, but like I said, I praise him about his blocking first, and, you know, the catch will come. I'm not worried about it.
Exactly right. He's doing the other parts right. Chances are the other's going to come, actually. Rodal Rahman is a guy that has been here but hasn't played a whole lot but has seen some action, has a couple catches this year. Mm-hmm. He looks to be maybe the most physical of your receivers.
Well, he is.
Right?
He's the biggest and probably the strongest ones we have right now. Done a great job, again, the Kansas State game. He started the Kansas State game. Been playing all year, played great job on special teams for us. Been a, you know, very glad to have him, and very competitive guy who's been getting better every week. And now every time his stock is rising, and he knows that more and more playing time is out there for him as he keep getting better.
Now, you mentioned special teams. Is it common for guys at your positions to cut their teeth on special teams? It is for a lot of positions. Is it as common for receivers?
Yeah, I like to all receivers play special teams some kind of way. Be at least first team or second team on the depth chart, you had to be on special teams to play receiver for me. I love that because that means they're doing other things. They're playing physical and they're on the field. And that's how you get on the field early, is by playing through special teams.
Let's move over to the Z position and talk about these guys. R.B. Marlowe, I sort of talked about him with Coach using him on the jet sweep a little more, but give me the position coach's take on R.B. And his skill set right now.
R.B. is one, like I said, one of the fastest guys on the team and very quick, so we're excited about him. He's been playing a lot of football for us right now. He doesn't almost never comes off the field because he's also on all the special teams. You know, he's on kickoff return, he's on punt team. I mean, he's on everything, and as well as playing receiver for, you know, 60 snaps a game. So he's been working his butts off right now, and hopefully he continue to get better. He dropped a big ball for us Saturday, and, you know, like I said, he has to improve on that area where he had to make the big catches for us. But, you know, he had 5 carries in this game, so he could do some things for us.
And the jet sweep and handing the ball to a receiver, you know, it helps to be fast, obviously, but it's a whole different skill set and mindset and ability to take a handoff and become a running back than it is to go downfield and catch it. And that's something you sort of got to scoop out too, right?
And also, you got to be tough. Be tough. I mean, he took one on the fourth down play Saturday, if you remember, and really knifed it up there. I thought he had the first down, but they didn't give it to us. But he really tried to go get it, and I was very pleased with that, him running the ball pretty hard.
Jordan Wayne Prather is another guy there at the Z position, a senior now, and give us your thoughts on what he brings to the field.
Well, Jordan has started games for us. He's a very knowledgeable young man, knows the system real well, and he's really helped contribute to the team right now. Pretty good hands.
Also, Jake Rogers is a guy we've seen very much on punt return. He's the number one and only punt returner, but we're starting to see a little bit more of him.
Correct.
From scrimmage.
I mean, he's a freshman. Him and Broden are the two freshmen, and Ortega. I mean, I'm looking at those guys as three freshmen playing for us right now and helping the team and contributing in key roles. I mean, being a number one punt returner is not an easy task out back there, and he's doing a great job for us. As his time as receivers are building up every week. So he's coming along.
And it looks like since he's a punt returner, he could be a candidate maybe for some of that jet sweep stuff as his career goes on.
Right now, every receiver we have is a candidate. But, yeah, Jake is probably one of the next candidates behind Marlowe doing that.
Coach, as you look ahead to Saturday's game, as you guys have started to put in the game plan against this Western Michigan team, give me your thoughts on their defense. Coach talked about a pretty formidable unit. What do you see with that Bronco defense?
Oh, I think it's very solid defense. One of the best in the conference right now that we face so far. I think their secondary is very solid guys back there. It's a good challenge for us. So our guys have to be ready to go.
Is there a particular area you think maybe that you want to try and take advantage of, whether it's a certain type of thing?
I'll take advantage of any area they give us. Well, like I said, there's nothing out there right now. I don't see any weakness on their defense, and we just got to play to our best ability.
Hopefully the Falcons will go up there and do just that. And a lot of guys that you're coaching all the time that we haven't really seen on the field yet, is there a couple of guys that – we talked about your scout guys that might see a little action late in the year, like Coach was talking about the last 4 games, or somebody we might want to keep an eye out for?
Well, right now we've been playing all the freshmen. They've been playing right now. Nick Niehoff is another guy who is a walk-on freshman for us, may get some time late on the season. But right now I'm playing 3 freshmen.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, right?
You have to.
Well, Coach, hopefully go up there and get a win on Saturday. We appreciate you visiting with us here at Frickers. Good luck up there in Kalamazoo.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad that's BGSU receivers coach Eric Campbell. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be.
It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Rooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code FALCONFRIDAY. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Let's get Jets.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get
Hi, I'm Merck Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU hockey will be hosting Michigan Tech Friday and Saturday night at the BGSU Ice Arena. They beat Western Michigan 2-1 Friday and Saturday this past weekend, and they were 9-for-9 on the penalty kill, and Coach Ty Agner was thrilled with that.
Yeah, Coach Carr and the penalty killers are starting to get on the same page, and
making sure that they're speaking the same language, and we're trying to kill the same way we've killed in the past. It's just, you know, there's a new voice there with Coach Carr, and the guys who've been out there killing, not all of them have killed before, or have done a great job. And you're right, Friday night was probably as good as we've killed around here in a long time, just against a good team, to not allow the opportunities. We were in shooting lanes, we were in passing lanes, we had really good sticks, and so they weren't able to generate a bunch. And then, like you said, Saturday was a little different. You know, they had some more opportunities on Saturday, and they got going a little bit and made some adjustments. And on that night, Eric Dopp was probably our best penalty killer on Saturday night. So, yeah, real hats off to the penalty kill guys. They did a fantastic job.
BGSU hockey will be in action Friday and Saturday against Michigan Tech. Get to the Slater Family Ice Arena and check them out as they open WCHA play after sweeping Western Michigan. Also, you can hear my full interview with Coach Agner on the Ziggy Cast. The BGSU Ziggy Cast will be posted tomorrow. You can find it on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you may get your podcasts. Saturday, BGSU football at Western Michigan. We will be on the air at 11 a.m. with the Medical Mutual pregame show, and kickoff is set for noon from Kalamazoo. Until then, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.